Thank you for calling Melanky Rewards Towing Hotline. Are you calling me from a safe location?
From a what location?
A safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you in need of a tow to one of our Melanky locations?
Yes.
Okay.
One on Corson Boulevard. This is Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I needed to be taken to the Corson Boulevard. I had it done on College, and my I had a brake job done at it and froze up.
Okay. Can I have the spelling of your first name, please?
Granada. That's G as in George, E as in Edward, R as in Ray, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, R as in Randy, D as in dog, A as in apple.
And your last name?
Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay, and what's the good, you said that was B-A-L-A-E-Y?
B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay, and what's a good callback number in case this call get disconnected?
225-888-7844.
Okay, that was 225-888-7844.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and would you like to opt into our text message feature today where you receive text updates of the estimate time a provider assists with service today?
Yes, ma'am.
Message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. And what's the zip code?
70814.
And what's the state?
Louisiana.
Okay, and what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
A 2009 Pontiac G6.
And what's the color of the vehicle?
Silver.
Okay, and what's the reason for service today, ma'am?
I took my car on October 31st of this year to Monarchy on College Drive to get a brake job. They changed the brake pads, front. They changed the front rotors, and they replaced a cylinder. Today, November the 8th, it's smoking from the brakes, and the brakes are freezing up like if the car don't want to drive anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Will it shift into neutral?
Yes, ma'am. It'll shift. It's just getting where it don't want to keep driving, but it will shift.
Yes, ma'am. We just got a couple more questions, and then we can get you mapped and located. Okay, is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No, it's at my house.
Okay, does the vehicle sit low to the ground?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is the vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
all-wheel drive.
Okay, and is this service a result of an accident today?
No, ma'am. I told you I took my car to y'all, to Monica, to get it serviced.
Yes, ma'am. And you will be the person there with the vehicle when the provider gets there?
No, I have to go to work, but my husband will be here, Warren Bailey, depending on how long it takes him to come.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, can I leave the car bagged in and leave the keys in the ignition if nobody's here? Because he has to go to work, too.
If you're going to leave it unattended, then we can do it that way.
Okay, we can leave the car bagged in with the keys in the ignition.
I'm guessing you want to do an unattended tow today?
That's fine.
Okay, do you agree that if anything happens to the vehicle before the provider gets there, that it's not our responsibility?
Yes, ma'am, but it's on private property in a driveway. Nothing could happen to it.
Yes, ma'am. You said you would leave the key in the ignition and you also leave the driver's side door unlocked?
Yes, ma'am, and I'll leave the driver's window down.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get your account notated for the provider, then we can get you mapped and located. Okay, and what's the current location of the vehicle right now?
4502 Kilkenny, Kilkenny.
Okay, you said that was 4502...
Kilkenny, Kilkenny Drive.
What's the zip code?
70814.
And that's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Yes, ma'am.
And which Monarchy location were you taking into today?
The one on Corsi Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am, and that is in Baton Rouge as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Monarchy does cover you up to 5 miles. It is an 8-mile tow, so you would just have to pay 3 miles out of pocket for service today. Is that okay?
I don't think so. Yeah, I guess I'll have to if that's your policy. But if the if Monarchy messed up my car, why I got to be responsible for the towing?
No, Monarchy, they cover you up to 5 miles. So if you went to a Monarchy location that was within 5 miles, you're covered. But after 5 miles, you have to pay the remaining miles out of pocket.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. That's fine. But they're telling me that it's only 5.9 miles from my house.
When I mapped you from your location where the vehicle is into where it's getting dropped off at, that's 8 miles total.
But I'm GPSing it as well, and it says 5.9. So how could that be?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I'm guessing it's from the distance they picked the car up to where they're dropping it off.
But I'm doing it from my house to Corsi Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am. I understand you're doing it from your house to that, and that's probably 5 miles. But it's probably like the driver have to drive like 3 miles to pick the vehicle up and then drop it off. So he's driving 2-3 miles to you, and then he's driving the 3 miles to the since your house to the Manakee. Since that's 5 miles, that's 5 miles that's free, but you have to pay for the miles from the provider picking the car up. So the way he's from him from his location to your location to pick the car up.
I understand. I'm okay with that.
Okay, but I will definitely give you a call before setting up the service just to let you know how much you have to pay, just okay, just to see if you agree with the amount they want.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. Can I get an estimate of what time they'll be here?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to these providers for you, and I'm going to give you a call letting you know the ETA time and how much you have to pay out of pocket today.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Roadside Assistance.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.